This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The medical treatment of soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan has not always been up to the quality they deserve. Revelations of shoddy conditions and bureaucratic nightmares for wounded men and women at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington sparked congressional hearings this year. The Secretary of the Army and two generals lost their jobs over the scandal. The military does not want a repeat, so it's launching an overhaul of the system of health care for returning troops. Eric Whitney of member station KRCC in Colorado Springs visited one of the new so-called warrior transition units at Fort Carson, Colorado.
Former Fort Carson soldier Andrew Pagani says in the past, Army leaders have failed to recognize returning troops' combat-related mental health problems. He says that brigades focused on combat readiness haven't put enough resources into helping soldiers struggling to recover from their wounds. Part of the problem has been leaving wounded troops under the command of the same leaders who led them into battle.
Within that setting, first of all, it was not a setting conducive to the healing process and the recovery process. And the second thing was that the leadership that was in charge of the wounded troops did not necessarily have a full and comprehensive understanding of how to manage soldiers that are injured compared to how to manage troops that are training up to go to war.
Pagani is now a full-time advocate for wounded soldiers with the group Veterans for America. He's been one of Fort Carson's most persistent and vocal critics. But now, he says, it seems like the Army is finally starting to listen to some of his group's criticisms and suggestions. Those include getting soldiers help from outside the combat chain of command and under a new kind of leader, like Colonel Kelly Walgast.
So they now are not in a go-to-war unit. They're in my unit, and we spend the time with a case manager, a squad leader, and a primary care manager, ensuring that they're meeting all their medical needs and so that they can get on the road to healing.
Walgast, a nurse, runs Fort Carson's hospital. She's also the commander of a brand new unit at Fort Carson. It's called the Warrior Transition Unit.
And the intent of this is to have comprehensive medical care for these soldiers, and that their primary mission is to heal.
Warrior transition units are being set up Army-wide at 35 posts across the U.S. and Europe. Fort Carson's assembles every morning at 7 a.m. on a basketball court behind some barracks.
Ball in. Eddie's. Good morning. How is everybody this morning?
After assembling, they disperse to carry out whatever duties they're physically capable of. Some go to rehab, some do office work, others prepare for life after the Army. Among those is 27-year-old Sergeant Keith Stambaugh. Last November, he was on duty outside Tal Afar in northern Iraq.
We went on a mission, and I volunteered for the job to go out front to look for IEDs on the side of the road, and yeah, I found it all right.
Normally a truck driver, Sergeant Stambaugh was on foot patrol when the roadside bomb blew up in his face.
I had a muscle ripped out of my arm by the shrapnel and one finger halfway blown off. And I had to have a bone graft done on this side. And then when I finally got to a hospital, they amputated my middle finger.
Sergeant Stambaugh started his recovery under the old Army system and remained a member of the brigade he went to war with. He says he sees a difference since being placed in the new Warrior Transition Unit this past summer.
Squad leaders are from the hospital that worked in the hospital that knows how to get all this paperwork or knows how to make all the appointments that they need to make and show them around the hospital and just help them navigate their way through the whole process because the squad leaders are the subject matter experts of the whole thing.
The new units are also supposed to have a higher ratio of support staff per soldier, helping the wounded handle the rehabilitation and medical care. But after years of complaining about Army neglect and mistreatment, critic Andrew Pagani says some combat veterans he works with remain deeply skeptical.
So some of the soldiers had voiced some concerns about that nothing has really changed except that they gave it a different name, they're putting a different face on it.
But Pagani says it's too early to pass judgment. He says his advocacy group is keeping a close eye on how the Army follows through and is concerned about how long it's taking Fort Carson to get its Warrior Transition Unit up and running. It's already missed the Army's goal of being 50% staffed by now and only has about a sixth of the soldiers it expects to eventually serve when at capacity. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Colorado Springs.